Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Shenanigans. And thank you guys for listening today. We are joined by two guests. We've got my fiance, Brock Davies.
Hey, honey.
And little Miss Summer Moon.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hi.
So we were going to try and do this on her nap time, but we like to try and time our drives around her nap time. So
nap times and poops.
Yes, literally.
Nap times and poops.
Last night, we took a drive just so this child could poop. Because just every time she's in the car, she's my little predictable pooper, aren't ya?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it had been a few days, and we're like, you know what? We've been feeding her more solids now. Like, we got to take this kid for a drive to get it out. And it worked. So we are now on week 3 of Summer not latching. And the other day, I had to be milked.
Oh, yeah. We going there?
Yeah.
I woke up with my fiance crying in the shower.
It was so painful. So I don't know if it was like a clogged milk duct or they were engorged or whatever, but it was just the one side, my, as I call it, the snack boob. And the night before, it was bothering me a little bit. I pumped. It still felt hard. I was pumped again. It was still bothering me. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, like something is not right. She hasn't latched for 3 weeks now. I'm just pumping. And I guess that's just a different suction. And I don't know, something happened. It was very painful. And I was like, honey, remember your days on the farm?
I was a dairy boy.
When you had to milk cows.
Real quickly, we didn't always like have to hand milk cows. We're not like back in the day. We had, but yes, I understand when we needed to pull on some titties. Yeah. I know how to do it.
I'm like in the shower, I put hot water on it, a heat pad. I'm trying to pump. It was just like, I was trying everything and he had to milk me a couple times that day.
I gave you a breast and massage. I wouldn't say I milked you.
Well, when you were massaging me, it was squirting out all over the pillow.
It was like the Bellagio water fountain. Just
yes, Summer, that's what it too. Felt like. Yeah, she's still not latching. I've gotten over trying. I couldn't take the rejection anymore. After like 2 weeks, I was just like, you know what? I think I'm just going to pump for as long as I can. My new goal is now to just make it to 11 months. Her pediatrician said, if we can get to 11 months, then she can go to whole milk after that. And that would be good.
Babe, everything you're doing from delivering her, taking you are amazing and well done, honey.
Well, thank you.
And the amount of effort you're like right now, you don't have to. You can do the formula, but you really,
no,
you're really stuck on this.
I really don't want to go to formula. I don't know why I'm so against it because, I mean, you know, if we go a surrogate route next time, like our baby's just going to probably be on formula. But I think because I'm still so very fortunate that I'm still producing as much as I am, I'm like, why am I going to stop for like selfish reasons or anything. Like, this is what's best for her. I'm going to keep going as long as I can. But when doctor said 11 months, I was like, okay, we've got an end date. She's not latching. And I was talking to our neighbors down in San Diego. So we are surrounded by the most amazing people down in San Diego.
Yeah, our neighbors are pretty great.
Yeah. And I was talking to her about her breastfeeding journey, and she's now pregnant again. They have a two-year-old, and we were just saying about how every child is different, and some kids stop latching on their own, some want it longer. And I was like, look, I'm trying to just see, in hindsight, I know for me emotionally, it was hard when she stopped latching, but I know that it's going to be easier in the long run instead of, you know, me being done at a year and her being like, no, I still need the boob to go to sleep.
You avoided that part of the, yeah.
Yeah, because that was one of the things where I'm like, how am I ever going to stop? If I'm still producing, it still soothes her. She still needs that part of me.
Got it. How am
I ever going to stop? But she made that decision for me. We just had her telemed appointment with her pediatrician, and he was like, look, if you could just do 3 more months of pumping, that is all she needs. And I'm like, all right, we've got like 200 ounces in the freezer. I can keep doing this every day. I will enjoy these last few months of having boobs for possibly the last time in my life.
How your season started and how you mentally felt, the whole journey. Yeah, someone's got something to say. You look phenomenal. Your health is well. You're taking care of yourself really well. So I take my hat off to you, baby, and so does Summer.
Well, thank you. And another reason I wanted to keep breastfeeding was for our trip in Hawaii. I was like, it's going to be so much easier if I'm still nursing her when we're on vacation. And then literally the week before was when she stopped latching. But I want to give a shout out to Elvi. They have a cordless, wireless, doesn't have any of the tubes breast pump that literally just sits in your bra and it just pumps you. Like, we were on the airplane, we were at dinner. Like, that is my new nursing on the go. It is absolutely amazing. They're like $500, but I'm telling you, it is worth every dollar because that has made me want to continue pumping for her because it is still just as easy as putting her on the boob.
And it's got all the stats. It's like StatDat from the NFL show. Like, you've literally got on your phone on the app, it tells you how many ounces it's pumping.
Yeah, it's so cool. It has the app that links to it. So it's like it'll shut off when the bottle's full and then it tells you how much and how long you've been going. It's really fucking cool. So shout out to Elvi. But Hawaii. We just got back. Summer had her first Christmas. You know, obviously, she doesn't really get Christmas yet. Like,
she did get unwrapping.
Oh, yeah.
She was a champion at the wrapping.
Oh, yeah. She is like the little Hulk with like napkins, wrapping paper, tissue. She just tears it up. So she definitely had fun with that. But like, next year will be our first year that we really play Santa and do all of that.
So when it comes to playing Santa, how old do kids realize? Like, when do you start tricking them?
You mean like telling them about Santa?
Yeah, when they start, I guess, is that from
well, George? Yeah, from like the beginning. Like, I mean, even she didn't know anything, but I was talking about Santa this Christmas. I was like, Summer, look, Santa ate the cookie.
I could only imagine like her development from then for another year. Like, okay.
I
can't wait.
And kids, like, you know, that age, like, she'll be a year and a half next Christmas. I mean, she's going to be understanding more. She's going to be communicating more with us. So, yeah, I think next Christmas will be so much fun to just see her. Oh, my God, she's going to be running around. She's crawling now.
Oh, she's a little trooper. Thank you for her, honey.
Thank you for her.
She's great.
She's our little miracle baby. It's amazing.
She looks just like her older sister, too.
She really does. Like, I mean, you, honey, you really have a type because, I mean, their genetics being matched up the same. But, like, wow, the girls really do look alike.
And you know what? Their namesake, where, like, there was an issue about it in this season, I'm actually really excited for them to meet and then for them to be like, look, we have this connection that, yeah, they might not be raised in the same household, but I want them to have that connection. And when they see each other,
mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's my sister.
Yeah, totally. I mean, when Winter was her age, like, I mean, the resemblance is just crazy. And then even when she was a little older, I'm like, that is what Summer is going to look like when she gets older.
Oh, yeah.
It's so crazy because I look at her and I just see me. Like, I very rarely see you, But then when I see Winter, I'm like, oh my God, she is your daughter.
My baby girl.
Yeah. So we're down in San Diego for a couple days. We've been hanging out with our neighbors, just enjoying our time down on the beach. And the other night we had our neighbors, Mike and Cheryl, over, who are our older neighbors, like 60s and 80s, and we absolutely love them. They are like our best friends down in San Diego. We do dinner dates with them all the time. If you guys have watched my vlogs, you've definitely seen them.
You know what would be fun, honey?
We need to have them on the podcast.
Exactly. I was about to say that.
Oh,
get out of my
head. No, Mike, y'all, he is a legend. We need to do that. He would have so many. I mean, he's what, 82?
Babe, he has the best stories.
He would have so many good stories.
I sit outside with him and we just chat.
He went to high school in like the 50s.
He planted these palm trees out the front of our house.
Oh my, wait, what?
This whole bay was swampland when he moved in, and they planted the palm trees, and then they were taking care of them, and now they're huge.
Oh my God.
And now the council's taken over, and then they don't trim him. But yeah, they have a problem. But he's an OG of not just our neighborhood of San Diego. Do you want to know a real fun story we can talk about? I think we should do a podcast because
I think we should.
Him, his best friend is Jack.
Like Jack in the Box.
From Jack, Jack. In the, yeah, like Jack in the Box, Jack. And guess what? Guess who came up with Jack?
Jack?
No.
Mike?
Mike. Mike was the marketing manager. He came in for marketing and he created. You're on
summer. I can't believe it.
He created Jack.
Oh my God. Okay.
But he's very humble about it. Like, I don't pry, but we found that out from our other neighbors last night.
Wow.
Let's get him on. That'll be a fun story.
I think in the next few weeks, so we're going to be back spending a lot of time down in San Diego now that we have wrapped season 9. You know, Brock is playing rugby down here for the San Diego Legion team, working on Homebody from home. So we have a lot of time to be down here, and I definitely think we should do an episode like that. That would be so fun. Yeah.
They came over last night, and we watched the episode.
Yeah, so I wanted to wrap up 2021, as this is the last episode of the year. It's New Year's Eve.
It is, isn't it? It was.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. This podcast is the last podcast episode of the year, not the show.
Got it.
We still got a few more of Vanderpump Rules. We're not done yet, honey. So I wanted to wrap up 2021 by setting the record straight and addressing some things that came out this week on Instagram that I don't know if you want to apologize or clear up what you said, if you were just trying to be funny, but a lot of people didn't find it funny.
Was this on that
Harry Jowsey? Let's start with
ask me the questions and I'll
your
answer.
Comments on the Harry Jowsey podcast, and then I want to get into some things that were said in the episode this week.
What did I say?
Well, I can play it for you.
Let's play it. What we got? My biggest pet peeve, and we're going to speak about it on yours some more, so you can come listen to the deep of it. It's just like there's a spin on the storylines that come out, and it's like we said before, like it's one version or the other. But it's like, look, real quickly, I'm not going to pay for my photo shoot or my wedding, sorry, from my business account. Like I said, I spent $400,000 on building it out.
It was your engagement, not the wedding.
So my engagement / wedding was going to cost me a fair amount. It got canceled because of COVID restrictions. We couldn't get the venue on the time. And then they spun it, and it's coming out this week. It was spun out as if I couldn't afford to do any of this. And she's like, Brox, I spent so much money.
There's so many scenes where she's saying,
I spent so much money on like my Homebody brand at a photo shoot and all this shit.
Yeah.
But I can't afford to take care of my wife, which fast forward 6 months to today, turns out she can't afford to take care of her husband. Oh, fiance. T.
Oh.
It's not my problem, man. Her cookie wasn't. Oh, that was it?
Well, yeah. It cut off there.
Look, I definitely need to work on my word of choice.
Yeah.
Let's break that down a little bit, eh?
That's how summer feels.
I have...
The cookie comment, honey.
I have some animosity towards her.
I understand that, but she's going through a lot right now.
Now, here's the thing. Right now, since she's been dealing with this, I take my hat off to her. Don't get me wrong. I take my hat off to her because
I can't imagine being a single mom.
What she's doing now is harder than what she was dealing with before.
Yeah.
Because before, there wasn't a little child involved.
Yeah.
Now she realizes that that is the most important thing in her life, and that is the hardest decision for her to walk away from that comfort to be an independent woman. This is I truly believe, the most boss-ass bitch that she has been. Yes. And I take my hat off to her. I am also a little upset about how the season comes about, you know? And she openly apologized to you and me about... She openly apologized to you and me about the season of what was, because it was how she was feeling at the time.
It was
time.
A lot of projection. Definitely.
And I get projection, but I just don't want to.
You said was very rude. And literally, if you guys listen to that podcast, clip that I just played, it cut off a little. I literally wrap up. I was like, well, thank you everyone for listening to Tap In with Harry Jowsey. We're going to wrap this episode up. It wasn't even my show. And I was trying to wrap up the conversation because I felt so uncomfortable.
And I apologize because it was rude. And I can be accountable for my own actions, and I am accountable for my actions. That was rude. But I also feel Lala's been rude towards you.
Absolutely.
And I know she's going through a lot of things.
Okay.
That's that. I apologize for that comment because I was also rude to you that day. I don't know what was up my ass that day.
Yeah, you called me a homewrecking whore.
Yeah, that was really bad. I love you so much, honey. And it was my delivery sucks.
It sucks so bad.
Sucks. So I promise you guys.
And even sometimes I know
I apologize.
On this show, people feel like you cut me off, you talk down to me, and I'm like, it's not like it's like that all the time. You're just very opinionated. And
I agree with
you're
them.
Not American.
I just cut you off. I agree with them. And guys, I promise you, 2022, I'm going to learn to keep my mouth a little bit shut. And
Ooh, and that's new.
I want to hear more and listen more before I kind of speak.
So, you know what's the crazy thing about 2022 is if you say it 2020 T-O-O, like it's 2020 also. 2022. Get it?
Babe.
There was like this
You're
meme.
Coming at me with grammar right now?
No, I'm just saying like it's like 2020 repeating itself. Now Omicron and all of this is like, oh, it's 2020 again also. 2022. Get it?
Okay, 2022. Reference, yeah. Got it, check.
Ariana posted that. I thought it was clever. Oh, mom joke.
Anyway. So yeah, sorry for that podcast, people. I upset some people and some things I say, I promise I will be better at it. I'm not a public speaker. Let's be very, very clear.
Definitely.
I have no idea how I made it through this season without saying some dumb shit.
Well, you did say some dumb shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, but some dumb shit that you didn't say that some other people said, I do want to clear up. And I want to ask you a few questions that I obviously know the answer to, but based on all of the comments I've seen this week, I feel like you just unfortunately need to explain yourself a little more.
All right, hit me.
So the main question that came through in so many different ways was, how can Brock afford the engagement ring with child support problems? Another one said, why did he expect everyone to pay for your wedding but him? It was just, there was a lot of the same question worded differently. First of all, you made it clear that you owe 20 plus thousand US, you said this on the show.
I owed more, but that's what I owed now. That was what I owed when I said that at the reunion, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You are making your payments. You know, I'm not even going to speak for you. I'm going to let you answer this. So how long have you been?
There was three questions.
Yeah.
How do I afford the ring? Guys, it was a really great ring. Kyle Chang gave me a great deal. And I do have credit in this country. Not a lot, but I got some credit. Okay. And as you saw on the show, I leveraged that. I'm not the most wealthiest guy out there.
I don't
but
even
I'm
think
also
you've
not...
seen you getting the ring yet. I don't even know if that was in this last episode.
I think it was at the end of it, right?
It's in the next one.
Yeah. Anyway, you'll
you
see
put it
that
on
happen.
Fucking credit card.
Boom. Credit helped me out with that one. Great deal. My child support issue, and this is a big one because I don't want to have any excuses about this. When I separated from my ex, and when we went our separate ways, and I had no access to the kids, I was younger, and I just assumed, she's taking my rights away. I don't need to continue my side of the payment, which was sending her money, though I wasn't doing it well off anyway. It wasn't doing a good job.
Yeah.
During our time of being separated, she then applied for child support. Not a problem. Perfect. Child support didn't have my contact information until I went back to Australia in 2019, which was the first time I went back home.
Okay. So you're telling me that people are actually supposed to believe that for years you didn't know you had to pay child support. Like, honey, you're not dumb.
I'm not dumb. I was ignorant. Because I didn't have access to the kids, I felt like, well, if she's taking that away from me, why do I need to make... Well, because there was only agreement between me and her.
Mm-hmm.
When she took the kids and restricted my access, she then applied for child support. I wasn't involved in that conversation, so it just started.
Is child support... I don't even know how child support in America works. I don't know how it works in Australia, but is it where the government pays the woman or the man or whoever's requesting the child support and you pay back the government? Are you paying her directly?
It's an agreement where the government supports low-income houses or people that need help. They go ahead and help single moms,
okay,
or low-income earners, and then... It's the parents' responsibility to repay the government for supporting that.
But she was always taken care of by the government.
Once we stopped talking.
Right.
Once she restricted my access, then she went. Because I also wasn't during that time. I was bad at making payments to her. Mm-hmm. She would ask for nothing, like $150, and I wouldn't reply to her.
Asshole.
I was an asshole. So after the fact, she was claiming, which was perfect. If there's no response, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I got back from Australia, when I went there, it kind of kickstarted them because they had all my information now. They found out where I lived because of my entry and reentry.
When you went back?
Back in 2019. And they contacted me three months later. 3 months later, they contacted me. And it was like 5 months later because it was middle of the pandemic.
Right.
They reached out to me.
I remember this.
And I was like, yeah, look, I'm not going to lie. Didn't realize this was a thing. This is embarrassing. And I want to make my plan, come up with a payment plan because I don't owe my ex that money. I owe the government because they've paid it over the years.
That's what I'm
plus
saying.
Plus penalties.
So she was taken care of by the government.
Yeah. So I agreed. I made a payment plan in the middle of 2019. They had to evaluate my situation with all my pay stubs and my tax filing years. That took about 4 months because it's international. And then going into the beginning of 2020, I started making my monthly payments and some on a payment plan to pay back. So since then...
So why not just take a chunk and pay it all off?
Because I'm not paying all the money to my child. This is not the reason why I don't see my kids. It's just a respect thing to my ex is the reason why I haven't seen my kids yet. So,
she did say to catch up on child support.
100%.
And once you catch up on child support, then you would have access to them. So I think a lot of people want to know, why are you spending money on an engagement ring, a proposal, a surprise wedding, and all of these things instead of taking that money, putting it towards your kids so you can see them sooner?
Because there is an end game here, whereas me selling out gyms.
Mm-hmm.
And me getting lump sums there, those funds will be applied. I don't want to use your money. I don't want to use it. And I'm not loaded. So financially for me, I made the decisions for the season to purchase your ring on credit. I made the decisions to have a rooftop wedding, which was sub $10,000 with all the catering and the venue. But it turned into more because it had no licensing.
Right.
So then when they said, look, we don't have the right permit in here, but you can pay $20,000 for our permit. I was like, well, that's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. And so I understand the concerns. But know that financially, I have been in a position now where I can make better decisions and really be accountable for what I need to be doing. And I apologize that everyone that's upset with me. I'm upset with myself.
Yeah. No, I saw a lot of comments.
And it's fine because another thing, guys, and this is understandably, we've been in the pandemic. So for me to go back home right now, I can't see my kids yet. I need to talk to my ex.
Mm-hmm.
I need to talk to their kid's dad. And we need to start a relationship before I even have access to my kids.
Yeah, it's not like you just go back and like pop in to see them.
Hi, how you doing? No, I'm going to work on my payments, which I've been doing since the beginning of 2020. And that was before filming started. So when this narrative of me being like, I understand that the frustration and pain that you guys will have because I was a deadbeat person. I'm accountable for that. I don't have excuses or buts. I'm telling you guys, before we started filming, I have never been in a better place. It took me a couple of years. I got cut from football when I came over here. 2018, built up a gym, so I was in the negative. 2019 was my year financially to really be a man and step up.
Mm-hmm.
Even through a pandemic, I did that. And moving forward, I'm going to continue to do that. So it frustrates me when people talk to me about money, especially people that have abundance of it. Because I was never raised rich. I was never raised average. I was raised below government funding houses. Like, and that's kind of like another thing. Like, I don't have excuses, but my environment that I was raised in, you don't get Range Rovers. I already said this. You don't have any of that. So I apologize for how I treat other people. I am very hard with people, very brushed with people because it's how I came up in that hard environment.
Yeah.
And it's not an excuse. I'm just apologizing for my actions of 2021.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that kind of rapid? Did you get it?
No, I think so. I think a lot of people wanted to know, why are you not flying to Australia right now, and people aren't realizing, like, the borders aren't open. There is still a 2-week quarantine. And with these new variants and with everything going on with COVID right now, sure, you can get there, quarantine for 2 weeks, and try to do whatever you can while you're there. But there's also a chance that then the borders close again and you can't leave.
And can I be honest with everyone on the podcast and you, honey? It's not even the fact of COVID right now, because I think right now we're going to, hopefully we get out of this soon. It is the actual reality that I need to build up a relationship, a respectful relationship with my ex and
of course,
her partner.
Saying,
and this show didn't help that relationship.
No, of course not.
Okay. We were on rocky terms, having my daughter namesake after that one, more rocky terms. Like, I rocked the shit out of this boat. So I care about you guys' opinions. I do. I generally do. It hurts. It reminds me every day. But the biggest reminder is the fact that I don't get to talk to my two kids. So thank you for, like, keeping me in check. I'll do myself that as well. But if you want any more questions, hopefully I answered it. Like, I'm not just trying to skive off people. What was the other one? The wedding.
Oh, well, there
were... That gets complicated.
A lot. Like, M&M Mommy wants to know, what was the real reason you didn't get married right after the proposal?
So we had this...
There was a permitting issue.
Yeah, so we had this event. Issue. And then 3 days before the event, we found out that this bar turned into a rooftop cinema actually didn't have the correct permits. Mm-hmm. So because of that, production went to go pull filming permits from the city, notify me that, hey, actually, that venue isn't cleared. We can't do it. I panicked a little bit. I was like, that's right, I can figure this out. Because that venue had catering sorted, the bar sorted, seating, all of it. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. And like I said, financially, it wasn't a strain. I'm not rich, guys. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Okay? So then I went to Randall the second time to be like, and la-la. And I was like, guys, the property just pulled out. Like, I just lost the venue. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't this 3-day, 4-day fucking wedding thing. I had the idea of the wedding before I even set up with Randall. You have to talk with production to clear these things.
Yeah.
I had it set up. And so for the narrative to be like, Brock's just trying to, like, yeah, I was trying to force it after that. Once that venue fell through, I had whispers in my ear saying, you got to do this. And I really wanted to do it this season because we never know the future of the show. And I really wanted to show you guys that, you know what? Sheena has got a genuine man and I genuinely love the fuck out of you. And I really wanted people to see that.
And I love you.
These next
that.
Three episodes, I'm so embarrassed because I really just was figuring out a way.
Need to go there yet.
And figuring it out, guys.
We'll get into that after that airs. We'll come back in a few weeks and revisit those conversations. But I think that was another thing people were wondering was, like, why the rush? And it's like, well, we're only filming for so long. And I understand why you did want to do that while we were filming for the show.
That was the first time I felt the pressure. The first one was when I brought you Not a Shining Gift for your birthday. And then this time was, is this what I need to do? Like, we know what, we might not get another season and I've never filmed before. So I let that get into my head a lot. And then on top of that, a little bit of just determination doesn't sit well with you guys, I promise you. And I understand. And all I can do is say it's 2021, moving on to 2022. I apologize.
Yeah. Well, when you say you felt pressure to, like, get me a certain present because, like, we were filming, I didn't need a big present.
I know that.
I know. But you said you felt pressured to, and that's why you didn't give me my gift on camera.
I brought you, I named you a star.
It was the most meaningful, like, thoughtful present I think I've ever been given.
I understand, it was amazing.
That's something I've always wanted and no one's ever listened enough to get it for me. And when I was like, oh my God, you listened. You're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I told you this is something I always wanted. You're like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe
I told another boyfriend that one.
Well, I told a lot of boyfriends that one. No one ever listened. So I just assumed that you finally listened, but you said I never even mentioned that. You just knew.
I tried to take this season on, first year into it, to just do what I would respect. Because if I saw it on camera, regardless how it gets edited, I'll respect it. Mm-hmm. And here I am trying to, like, explain the edit, but
okay,
I respect it.
Gloria underscore 1528 wants to know, why spin it as a surprise wedding when it wasn't? So I want to address this. When you and I had a conversation about getting engaged, getting married, I mean, we've had several.
Because I wanted to know your must-haves. Like, all right, if this was an option, and Sheena said, it's not an option. I was like, but let's be real.
So when we had the conversation, he was like, what if one day when I propose to you, we just get married right on the spot and turn it into a shotgun wedding? And I was like, hell no, absolutely not. And he's like, what? Why? And I'm like, no, do not do that. First of all, I was super struggling with my body image. Nothing was fitting me right. I was like, I'm not trying to get married right now. Like, I probably shouldn't have even worn the crop top when I wore the crop top because I wasn't in the best shape then. I'm not trying to
wear the crop top, honey. You are perfect.
Thank you. But I'm like, I'm not trying to get married when I'm not feeling my best. I would want hair and makeup there. I would want to make sure like these specific friends who aren't on the show are there. I would want someone who knows us and loves us to marry us. Like there were so many things. And he was like, yeah, what else? What else? What else? And I gave him so many things that I was like, he's never going to be able to pull this off. And had shit with the permits not happened, I think you would have been able to pull it off.
So this was how the surprise was not a surprise, but it was a surprise. Because this wasn't just a spur of the moment thing, guys. This is before the season started. I was going through and I was just asking, just vetting her. I said, why no? Tell me why no. And she goes, because of these. And these were her must-haves. And I was like, okay, what are they? Pretty much the dress, the makeup, the family, the loved ones, and then that will be okay. Which it, again, it's not okay because I was just forcing this issue. Anyway, that is how Sheena never knew about it, because I continually just asked her and kept it very casual. And then I was like, perfect. I have all of this. I have her dress because she purchased a dress for an event for a reunion, right?
Yeah, it was either for an interview look for this season, for a reunion, for Watch What Happens Live, or hey, if he actually does try to pull off this shotgun wedding, I have a cream/white dress that would be perfect, which is the dress that I put on in the photo to announce our engagement. Perfect. That was the dress I had.
So that dress was at her mom's house.
Yeah.
So Sheena would never know when it would be on location.
No.
I had the visionary of this, which I think I've gone over it already, was movie premiere starts. And that was the reason why I asked Randall for his help. It was because I needed him.
It was such a good cover, honey.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I was like, for me, I've been to many screenings and many premieres in my life. Screenings usually are more casual. Like it's just a chill night. The premiere is like the red carpet, all of that. So we were going to Randall's premiere the following Monday, and I already had glam set up. I had a dress. Like I knew it was red carpet, all of that. So I'm like, why is he having a screening? I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe because we're filming this week. We're going to be wrapped by next week. He wants to get the movie on the show. I don't know. So I guess it makes sense for Randall to have a screening and a premiere. But I'm like, I'm not getting like glam for the screening when we had like your homebody shoot. Like I had so many things I already needed glam for that week. That I was like, I'm not getting glam for the screening. And he was like, no, like he's trying to scramble. Like, wait, how am I going to convince her she needs to get glam? He's like, well, you know, it's Randall. Like he goes big. Like he's having one of those repeat carpet things. And I was like, oh, a step and repeat. And he's like, yeah, he's getting photographers. And I'm like, okay, well, shit.
If step and repeat, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, well, if Getty Images is going to be there, then yeah, I guess I am going to need to step it up. So I'll see if Marine's available. And of course, Marine was available because Brock already spoke to her about my glam. How she was going to talk me out of doing a high pony, I still haven't figured that one out.
I didn't even think about that.
She had a plan.
She had a plan.
I was like, I wouldn't have wanted to get married in like a high pony. How are you going to talk me out of it? She's like, oh, I had this look. I was going to like convince you.
I love that.
To do. So... yeah, that was how I had no clue. And it wasn't until we're at the Give Them Lala event and I overhear Brock talking to Schwartz, and Schwartz is like, oh, he's like, Randall's screening just got canceled. And I hear Brock go, well, it wasn't really the screening. It was going to be our wedding. And I was like, what? Oh my God.
I know. Look,
it was, but I had no idea. So it was a surprise. Yes, I had a dress because I had five dresses. I had two in white. Well, I had one white, one cream, a brown, a blue, and a red. I had all these dresses for interview looks, reunion options, and Watch What Happens Live. So that's why I already had the dress.
The dress, the venue, the time, it all was there. And then it didn't work out. And then I was grasping at straws the next day. I did not expect Lala's assistant or Lala to front up any money. She texted me about certain things, which was step and repeats and all of this. And I was like, well, I don't even have a venue yet. And then that day after I saw them in the morning, I went to go look at these venues. I found one and then they finally were like, yeah. And I was like, this is perfect. And then they go, hey, we can't staff it because it was 4th of July. Mm-hmm. It was the day before 4th of July.
Yeah.
And so at that point, I was like, you know what? This isn't what I want. And I pulled the pin. And I pulled the pin, and I was like, I will talk to Lala.
So is that why you didn't respond to her assistant?
Yeah,
when
because
she
I don't. I'm bad at communication.
We
I
know that.
Look at my phone.
He has
I got like
so
80
many
text
unread
messages.
Messages. It's
because
ridiculous.
I'm like, I'll handle it later. Meaning, I went to see Lala and Randall. I said, look, guys, the venue was going to be $20,000 for their own permit. I'm not paying that. And at that point, I generally pulled the plug.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you didn't even start to like try to put that on credit or anything, because that would never be what I wanted.
Honey,
and you knew that.
You know who I am, okay?
I know.
The fact that people want to talk to me about financial problems and I can't handle money. Yeah, I never was raised with money, but I've spent the last 4 years outside of being an athlete trying to accumulate funds
working
and money.
Your ass off.
And working. So yeah, you're right. I didn't suck a dick for a Range Rover and live in the Hollywood Hills. No, you're right. I didn't. And I'm sick of this narrative of all these women thinking that, oh, you should be better with your money and you should do this and you should do this. You should worry about your relationship. I will worry about my relationship, mm-hmm. okay? Because I never had a comment about this. Never did.
Yeah.
Because it was their relationship. So anyway.
Shelby G. Taylor wants to know if I was disappointed the surprise proposal and wedding fell through. So initially, I was, because I was like, damn, like the way, explain how you wanted to do it. Because once I heard all of this, and I was like, oh, I'm a very visual person. If I read a book, I can just envision it. So when he explained how he wanted it to be, my heart broke a little.
One
I was
minute
like,
breakdown
damn,
for
that
you.
Would have been so good.
Randall's movie premiere, everyone rocks up in full glam, step and repeat red carpet. And we go to this rooftop and there's a movie premiere. There's kind of the seats. We sit at the front on the right hand side. And the movie premiere starts. Randall has his talk. Movie premiere starts. And then 20 seconds into the movie premiere, it burns out on film. Mm-hmm. And then our love story comes up and our movie of our life, because we've vlogged it all on your YouTube.
Yeah.
That comes up, how we met, where we went to, the festivals, the parties, the baby, the love. That was our new story. Our love story was going to play. And then I was going to get up in front of everybody, because everyone would be like, wait, because no one fucking knew.
Right.
They'd be like, wait, what is this? And then I would have proposed in front of the movie premiere down on my knee. And then if you were to say yes.
Obviously.
Spoke to Sandoval, what he was going to do.
What if I said no?
We've been rough. But Sandoval was down to kind of like ordain it, right? Mm-hmm. So he was going to, as you said, yes, we're going to pull the screen up and he was going to be behind it with the whole front altar and all that. And then at the back of the walk down the cinema, at the back of it was going to be Marine set up for your hair and makeup with your dress and like your little makeup tan.
Well, I probably
tan.
Should have already been hair and makeup ready for the step in.
Maybe, yeah.
Touch ups, whatever.
That's your makeup. That's not, yeah. That was a small thing I overlooked. And then it turned in, rolled the red to white, and it was going to be that. And then when I spoke to Randall about the idea, he was like, this is great. And then he added his $20 into it. It wasn't even 2 cents. It was a lot. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, cool. Like, whatever gets us moving, because I need to make this work. And I lost the vision as we were trying. And I told Lala Randall that. And I said, look, it is what it is. It wasn't until like 2 days later when I explained it to, and I love you, Ariana, so much. She was like, don't give up on this. And that's
make
the second
happen.
Time this season I was influenced. And then welcome these next couple of episodes. But look, it is what it is. And I'm actually glad it didn't happen like that, because you do deserve more. And I was making out as if you deserve this, but you deserve more. And I promise.
Bali, baby.
We just hired our wedding planner.
We did. Shout out to Shelby Owens down here in San Diego with Simply Classic Events Wedding. She is amazing. I'm so excited that we have a wedding planner.
Guys, I hired a wedding planner, okay? And we're a year out from planning.
Yeah.
She's great. I look forward to surprising Sheena and doing all of the good stuff, but we're excited.
So excited. It's like, I'm so excited, but then it also stresses me out, because now we have to like really make our invite list and get all of this in order.
Let's just finish 2021, turn the corner.
Okay, tomorrow.
Turn the corner, and then we can focus on those. We've got plenty of time. You know, it's been a crazy year for everybody. How crazy, you know, and you know what reminds me of that? Like, we are have so blessed this summer.
Yeah.
And I'm so annoyed that I disappoint people with my actions. I apologize, because there are worse people and there are people in
worse positions.
Worse positions.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if I let you guys down.
Well, you haven't let me down, honey. I think you are amazing and I love you so much.
I will work on
your delivery.
My delivery is huge.
All right. Well, I want to wrap this podcast up saying goodbye, 2021. Hello, 2022. What is one New Year's resolution that you have, my love? Other than being better with your delivery. Being better with
my delivery. Yeah, I've got my personal goals are written down, and one of them is listen more, speak less. Mm-hmm. But next year, we've got a couple of one-year goals and long-term goals, but next year is to finally receive a full salary through Homebody. We've got a couple of goals through that by hitting our next raise through the middle of the year. And that's my main focus right now is really Homebody full force and really being more attentive to yourself and to people by listening more and speaking less. This is going to be fucking hard.
Yeah.
This is going to be very hard. Cut that if and out.
Yeah.
All right, that's another one. That's another one. Actually, you know what, guys? My short-term goal is to watch my delivery and listen more, speak less, cuss a lot less.
Yeah.
Look, guys.
You're going to be putting money in that swear jar the older she gets. Or her first words are going to be, fuck, 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 cunt, cunt, cunt.
It won't be that at all. What is this? Chicken running around the house? It would not be that because I will be better.
Okay.
I will be a lot better because you know what? I am a representation of our family.
Yes.
And I want to be better because I have spent my 20s kind of just floating around and I really look forward to my 30s of really just delivering and setting a bar, my own standard. And you guys can keep me accountable. That's the best part about having everybody here with their opinions.
Yeah.
I enjoy them. And you know what? Sometimes they're valid because I have been a dick because I was hurt this season of how I went on a national television show and I had to talk about the hardest things I've had to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, you really got initiated full force. There was no foreplay. It was just straight to it.
There's no lube at all.
All right.
Anyway, honey, what's your New Year's resolution? Give me a short term and a long term.
I guess they kind of go hand in hand, but I just want to be the best mom I can be. I really want to work on my fears. I'm trying to not worry every day that something's going to happen to her. Like, I really want to be better about that, and I don't know how I can be. I just want to focus on her and all the good and not what could go wrong.
Honey, I love you. We will do that together. We'll figure out a way to help you get through that. Yeah. I promise.
I want to be the best mom to her.
You are above the best. I promise.
Pumping milk for her as, you know, 3 more months. I got it. So that's my goal. Yeah. And I really want to kick ass in the gym. I want to get back to our workouts. We got a treadmill up here that I don't run or walk on as much as I should.
We just moved down here. You said this yourself. I actually commented and you're like, well, we just moved here. And I agree. I think once we get down here for the summer,
our swing of things.
It's the winter, but it's our beach house for the winter. I think when we have our 3 months down, we get to really focus on being us. And I think this is great for us as a family. We have to start the new year together.
Yeah.
Down here. And listen, honey, you bring so much light to my life and I love you so much. And Summer does too. You are the perfect balance of me and you for her.
Thanks, honey. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye, 2021.
Hello, 2022.
It's been real.
Yes. We will be back next week with my little Bambi princess, Raquel.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Sheena Shea. Shay FK.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.